Hello. Today the church celebrates Tuesday of the 23rd week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 19. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our gospel passage today tells us that Jesus spent the night in prayer before choosing his apostles. Why God chooses some for particular ministries in the church really is a mystery. Some have severe flaws, yet they go on to be great ambassadors of the love and mercy of God. Despite our flaws, each of us is called to serve God. Each of us has a unique calling. Not all of us are called to be great and strong leaders, but we are called to be God's hands, feet, and voice from our place in the world. To do this, we need to remain close to God. We need to be healed of our spiritual afflictions and forgiven of our sins. Only when we are close to God can we truly experience His healing and be effective instruments of His love, mercy, and compassion.